I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States so help me God Congratulations, Mr. President.
Republican Donald Trump has sworn in once again as president Monday, declaring during his inaugural address that from this moment on, America's decline is over. He also called for a revolution of common sense. Due to frigid weather, Trump was sworn in front of about 600 people inside the Capitol instead of the typical outdoor event where 250,000 people had secured tickets. The traditional inaugural parade along Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol to the White House has also been canceled because of the weather. Outgoing President Joe Biden Monday pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol and a last-minute use of his powers to guard against potential revenge by the incoming Trump administration. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Biden says the people he's pardoning did nothing wrong, but is guarding against potential retribution by the Trump administration. Fauci says he appreciates the pardon, but made clear he committed no crime. He and Trump clashed at times during the pandemic. Milley was chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and has called Donald Trump a fascist. Also pardoned members of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Trump told NBC last month.
Everybody on that committee, for what they did, honestly, they should go to jail.
Trump told NBC the pardon. Pardons are disgraceful. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. While the newly inaugurated Trump claims to have an unprecedented and powerful mandate, a new poll finds the incoming Republican president lacks broad support for some of his top priorities. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds over half of U.S. adults favor eliminating taxes on earnings from tips. More than two-thirds favor deporting all immigrants convicted of a violent crime. The poll finds Americans are pretty evenly divided on whether to increase oil drilling on federal lands. Other proposals in the Trump agenda were not as popular. 6 in 10 respondents oppose pardoning Capitol rioters. A majority oppose dropping out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Almost half of Americans oppose raising tariffs on imported goods. And only 4 in 10 Americans support mass deportations of all immigrants in the country illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Yemen-based Humanitarian Operations Coordination Center reports Houthi rebels who've been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea since the Gaza conflict began will now only target Israeli-linked ships. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
The Sana'a-based center liaises between Houthi forces and commercial shipping operators and is associated with the Houthi military. It said it was stopping so-called sanctions against vessels owned by U.S. or British individuals or entities, as well as ships sailing under their flags. However, it added that, quote, the sanctions will be reinstated in the event of any aggression, according to its email to the shipping industry officials. The Iran-backed Houthis have carried out more than 100 attacks on ships since November 2023. They sunk 2 vessels, seized another, and killed at least 4 seafarers in what they say is solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. The threat has disrupted global trade routes and prompted many shipping companies to suspend sending cargoes through the Red Sea.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol refused to be questioned by investigators Monday as part of a probe into whether he committed insurrection, as dozens of his supporters faced charges after a violent rampage at a court building. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Last week, Yoon became the first South Korean president to be arrested. That was over his short-lived martial law declaration. Out of 90 people who were detained after the clashes, Yonhap News Agency reported that police planned to keep 66 in custody on charges of trespass, obstruction of official duty, and assaulting police officers. South Korea's acting justice minister said other offenders were still being identified. Authorities said security was being beefed up at the Seoul Detention Center where Yoon is being detained, and at the Constitutional Court where an impeachment trial is being held.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.